This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's not unusual to hear hedge fund and art in the same sentence. I mean, it takes a lot of money to be able to buy a landmark piece, and hedge funders usually have a lot of money. The story we have here, though, is a little bit different, about a hedge fund manager who left Wall Street to make art, and not just as a hobby either. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that story from New York.
We're witnessing the mirror image of a common street scene. We have a tow truck and a car, but instead of removing it from an illegal parking space, the truck is lowering it into place on the sidewalk in front of HG Contemporary, a gallery in New York's Chelsea neighborhood. It's a late model VW Beetle in black, but it's a little hard to tell because it's covered with multicolored graffiti, the work of Nelson Sayers, a former hedge fund manager.
The piece is called Arbitrage, about one of the strangest events I ever saw in finance.
People stop and gawk, but few seem to make the connection to finance until they read the work's description or lean in to hear Sayers explain. Some artists prefer not to explain their work. He loves to.
The domino imagery, this whole piece is about the beginning of the 2008 financial crisis.
Inside the gallery, we're in front of a rectangular canvas with a black background. It has large white dots on it, like a 2-4 pattern on a domino. But the dots have another meaning, tied to what happened on Wall Street in 2008.
It's actually a Braille, and it spells out IG. Now, IG stands for investment grade. This piece really is about one of the main causes of 2008 was problems in the credit market, and in particular, investment grade securities, which maybe really weren't investment grade or AAA securities when the crisis began to happen.
Braille shows up in a lot of Sayers' recent work, reference to one of the problems that made the 2008 crisis as bad as it was.
Blindness by everybody. Blindness by investors, blindness by the rating agencies to the risk of the products they're rating, blindness by the regulators and the government to kind of modern finance into some of these products as well.
There have been books, documentaries, and plenty of marketplace stories digging into the complex causes of the crisis, but tackling this on canvas is something new.
I thought it was just extremely original.
Philippe Hurle-Guggenheim is the gallery's founder. He says most works in the recent show sold, grossing more than $200,000 altogether. The paintings, priced in the low five figures, tend to get the strongest response from people who hear Sayers talk through them.
Once you hear the concept, it just becomes even more intriguing. So you have a piece that's aesthetically beautiful, combined with the method and the concepts behind it, and it just becomes the perfect storm.
Sayers was successful enough as a trader that he was able to leave his hedge fund in 2014 to make art full-time. He didn't focus on Wall Street in his early works, though they did reference mathematical concepts that he also used trading derivatives. He says he's not going back to finance, but over the past few months, he found himself pulled towards saying something about the world he once worked in.
There's a lot going on, and I'm hoping to at least illuminate some of the issues and some of the complexity involved in Wall Street.
His paintings don't seem to take a side for or against Wall Street, but they definitely burrow deeply into its most misunderstood corners, finding hidden beauty and elegance in the mathematical concepts. In that way, they're doing something we often hope for in art, taking on a risky theme and creating something more engaging than anyone expected. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
Should you be in the market, and honestly, even if you're not, you can see some of the art that Mark was talking about in a video at marketplace.org.